think it, I'd like to acknowledge the Yagara Intuitive people who are custodians of the land we're meeting on, and also the Yagara and Yugambeh people who are the custodians of the Logan region. And my thanks to their elders for everyday friendship, their involvement in the work, the good stuff they do for kids in the community each and every day. I'd also like to acknowledge the many, many Logan Together partners, board members, funders, collaborators who are in the room. It's a bit like a reunion. In fact, more than that, it's a bit like a team meeting of sorts. So, about half the people in the room are going to get very bored in the next 10 minutes because they have heard me bang on about this stuff for about 4 or 5 years. The rest of you, I'm mainly talking to you. A big congratulations to CEDA. We were just saying before, Ingrid and I bang on about this stuff all the time, and to have a very different perspective and a very different voice in the debate is, I think, really, really exciting. So, good on you guys. Now, doing this sort of work, it's important, I think, to remember that the world is a good world. So, I just wanted to share a small anecdote about something that made me smile this week. It's only incredibly tenuously linked with anything we're talking about today, but it's just such a good anecdote. So, on the weekend in the convention centre, there might be the link, it was in the convention centre, was anyone remember? Comic Con, that's right, the largest gathering of mad people in the Southern Hemisphere. My daughter, who's just about to launch herself into the world, she's 20, she's just finished her undergraduate degree, she works at a cafe just downstairs in the morning bit, is a fairly serious-minded young woman and fairly straight-laced, and so she's standing behind the counter at Starbucks down the road. And all of a sudden, without warning, the world goes mad and Captain America walks in and the Black Widow walks in and and then they start ordering, and then they start ordering using their characters' names as the person doing the work. So Eloise has to call out, I've got an iced coffee for Voldemort, and I've got a dirty martini for Wonder Woman. So it's lovely, and often I reflect in my own life with 4 kids on the work I do every day, which is about growing kids up well in Logan, and just think about the great beauty of childhood in my own family, and God bless him, we've got 4 really healthy kids, they're all doing really well. They're neatly spaced out over the early life trajectory and into teenagehood, so I can test what I'm doing at work with each one of them when I get home. And it's really interesting, I think, for me to have one that's just about to leave the nest, to really reflect on the things that matter really in my life course, which is what Logan Together is about. So now I'll get to the point. What is Logan Together about? Well, a lot of the things that Jared and Ingrid have been talking about, we're trying to do just down the road. You can see the 300,000 people, 45,000 plus 300,000 people are little kids. And we're convinced, because the science is crystal clear, that if those early years up to about the age of 8 go well, then we massively boost kids' life chances, and those kids are much more likely to go on to be teenagers who do well, and those teenagers are much more likely to go on to be adults who do well. And in projects overseas that we've modelled ours on, and in projects in Australia that are sort of sister projects, those projects do look at that sort of 0 to 18 or 0 to 25 frame, that sort of whole generational change. And we may get there for doability, we've just started with the evidence that's been clearly the best thing for that, which is early childhood. So on the surface there, 0 to 8 early childhood development project, underneath we're really an intergenerational change project. What produces healthy 8-year-olds? Well, the answer is lots and lots of different things, and this goes directly to what Ingrid and Jared were talking about how we use resources of our community to grow kids up well. At the moment, it's a bit of a chaotic mess. There isn't a department for growing kids up well, but in Logan, there is a plan to grow kids up well, and we're drawing stakeholders and partners from all across the education, the health, the social service system, and critically importantly, the community itself, to share that plan and do things in an organised way that we grow kids up well. We're doing that at a whole population level, so we're not interested in Matthew's organisation and the 50 kids he sees, and the universe of 50 kids and whether that's going well or not. We're interested in the 45,000 little kids living in the city. So the good news is 30,000 of those 45,000 kids are already doing well, but about a third aren't, and that's much higher than the population should be. In fact, if Logan looked like your average depends on the Australian community, that number should only be about 9,000 kids. So we've got a population level gap of 5,000 or 6,000. think that sounds like a lot. But then if you divide that by 9 age cohorts, you get down to a sort of gap figure of about 600 kids. And this is going to be the point that making. You then say, where do those 600 kids live? We know very well where they live. There's a very clear pattern of suburbs where more poor kids live. And if you go into those suburbs, the cohort of kids you might be dealing with, let's say, kindy age kids, and we're trying to boost kindy attendance, for instance, one of the things we're trying to do. You say, how many kindy age kids are not attending kindy within the suburb X? The answer is really more than about 3 or 4. And this is why we've talked about the power of data in terms of analysing and understanding the charts. We're interested in the power of data as a tool for doing it. Because 30 or 40 kids we can do something about. 300,000, instead of 300,000 people, 9 to be one voice advantage places in Queens. Everyone's a little faint and says, oh, it's too big. There's this untamed sea of poverty down there. There's nothing you can do. If you get organised, there's lots you can do. And in fact, if you break the numbers down, as I've just done, 45,000 kids, 15,000 vulnerable kids, divide up into age cohorts, divide that up into suburbs, you find there's really manageable things you can do that a primary school can do, another kindergarten can do, an extra GP can do, or more importantly, a advice and a folks we can get. So that's what we're doing. We've set out a roadmap for change that looks at what we know makes a difference for kids at each age and stage of childhood. Very briefly, pregnancy and healthy pregnancies are really important. The first year of life, brain development happens, the human brain grows more 0 to 1. Then it does 1 to 1 baby brain, about 300 grams. 1 year old's brain, so adult's brain, about 1400 grams. 1 year old's brain, 1100 grams. Explosive brain growth in that personal life. Nurturing, nutrition, they're the magic ingredients. Talking, singing to children, they're the magic ingredients of brain growth in that personal life. That's a lot about parenting behaviors, parenting awareness, and also how well mom and dad are doing and attachment bonding. 1 to 3, that's the toddler years, that's when speech, literacy, language, capability really gets laid down, and also behavioural regulation, the ability to manage emotions. Fantastic study from New Zealand looked at the ability of kids as 3-year-olds to manage their emotions and their contact with the criminal justice system and unemployment as 30-year-olds. Surprise, surprise, incredibly strong correlation. What we're seeing through the data work that we've done is that we can really pick up the trajectories of kids incredibly early, and we can sadly predict, at least at a population level, with great accuracy, how they're doing grade 3, how they're doing grade 7, how they're doing grade 9, how they're doing grade 10. In fact, as an indicator of how you will do in grade 10, your grade 3 NAP plan results on average are as good a predictor as how you will do in grade 10 as it results in grade 9. So the die is cast early in life, getting in early. As a 3-4 age group, we need more kids to have kindy. Only about half of kids in having had kindy. And by the time kids get to school, we need to do extra and different things to support kids with a disability or from various cultural backgrounds or other things to do at school. So there's lots of things to do in each age of childhood. We know what those things are. As Ingrid's saying, we've got the money. Last year, we spent $48 billion in social services. Same as the cost of enrollment in the or new fee of 7 million. It's the same figure as the GDP of half the world's countries is what we spend on social services. We've got the money, we've got the plan, it's all about making new change. Thanks very much, and I think we're talking about it.